Hey everyone, Logan Prues here, your friendly neighborhood guide to ditching the drama and embracing life with a little more, well, zest. Today we're diving into something super juicy, letting go of fear and stepping boldly into courage. You know that feeling when you're standing on the edge of something amazing, but fear whispers doubts in your ear? Like, what if you fail? What if people judge you? Maybe it's best to just stay safe and comfy here. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that fear is a liar? A sneaky little voice designed to keep us stuck in our comfort zones, even when our hearts are screaming for more? Today, we're going to bust through those walls of fear and unleash the courage within each and every one of you. Because trust me, life's too short to be held back by what-ifs. So, get ready to grab your metaphorical capes, because here are five key takeaways that will help you trade in those fear goggles for a pair of courage shades. 1. Fear is a liar. I know, it feels super real, like this giant monster holding you back. But fear thrives on assumptions and exaggerations. It takes the little what-ifs in your head and blows them up into monstrous proportions. Remember, most fears are not based on reality, but on stories our minds tell us. Think about a time when you felt terrified about something, maybe a public speaking event or asking someone out. Did it turn out as bad as you imagined? Chances are the fear was way worse than the actual experience. By recognizing fear for what it is, a sneaky liar, you can start to question its validity and reclaim your power. 2. Courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting despite it. This is huge, people. You don't have to be fearless to be courageous. You can still feel butterflies in your stomach, your heart racing, but you choose to push forward anyway. Think about those incredible athletes who compete at the highest level. They face immense pressure and fear, yet they find the courage to perform their best. It's about finding that inner strength to act, even when it feels scary. You are capable of more than you think. 3. Take small steps. Don't try to conquer every fear all at once. That's a recipe for burnout and self-doubt. Instead, break down your goals into smaller, manageable steps. Each small victory builds confidence and momentum, helping you tackle bigger challenges down the line. Ever felt like that huge mountain was too daunting to climb? Well, start by conquering one small hill at a time. You'll be surprised how quickly you gain altitude when you focus on those little wins. 4. Celebrate your wins. It's easy to get caught up in the next challenge, but take a moment to celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Acknowledge the courage it took to step outside your comfort zone. Every time you face a fear and come out stronger, that's a victory worth celebrating. Think of it like leveling up in a video game. Every time you overcome a challenge, you gain experience points and unlock new abilities. You are constantly evolving and becoming more courageous. 5. Embrace discomfort. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. So, don't shy away from uncomfortable situations. See them as opportunities to learn, expand, and build resilience. Remember that feeling of accomplishment after pushing yourself? That's the sweet taste of victory. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant writer who dreams of publishing her novel, but is paralyzed by fear of rejection. She spends years writing in secret, never sharing her work because she's terrified of criticism. But then one day, she decides to join a writing group. It's scary, putting herself out there, but she does it anyway. The feedback she receives is encouraging and constructive, sparking a fire within her. She learns to embrace the vulnerability of sharing her work and finds support from a community of fellow writers. Sarah's story shows us that courage isn't about being fearless, it's about taking action despite the fear. It's about embracing discomfort and showing up for ourselves, even when it feels scary. So, remember, you have the power to choose courage over fear. Don't let those whispers hold you back from living a life filled with passion, purpose, and adventure. And before we wrap things up, I want to leave you with this powerful question. What small step can you take today to embrace courage? Write it down, share it in the comments, and let's inspire each other to live bolder lives. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.